Aaron, is it a little bittersweet right now for you, or are you looking forward to a fresh start? How do you kind of view it?
You know, it's tough, man. It's I'm obviously a very loyal guy, man. I love my teammates, love this coaching staff, love the city of Toronto. You know, it's just something I can't control, something I have to embrace and be excited about, you know. Obviously here with the Toronto Raptors, you know, my role has been, you know, strictly leadership and helping the young guys and helping bring as much as I can to practice and against bigger guys. And, you know, who knows what my role will be down the line in Sacramento. So, you know, I'm just real sad right now. Like I said, I have a lot of great relationships, a lot of great friendships here. You know, I love the city of Toronto.
I guess there's maybe some silver lining in that sometimes in a deal, you're by yourself. You got it. Sounds like, based on the reports at least, you're going to be going alongside obviously Rudy and maybe Quincy then as well. And so there'll be some familiarity in going to Sacramento.
Oh, for sure. You know, Quincy's my rook, you know, always has been. Rudy, we've been battling since our Big East days. You know, obviously, in my opinion, those two are going to be missed by the Toronto Raptors. I hope they get some great pieces in return. You know, all of us, we want to see the Toronto Raptors do well. And we just hope them as much success in the future. And you're absolutely right, man. Having Quincy and Rudy with me, it's going to make it that much easier.
You know, just lastly here, you talked about that mentor-type role. I suppose they might have a chance to be that mentor alongside a young big and DeMarcus Cousins now going to Sacramento. It's maybe tough to get your Kings mindset on now, but I suppose that's probably the relationship that might develop in time in Sacramento.
Yeah, no, it's definitely exciting, man. They got a lot of good young talent. You know, I played for Mike Malone in New Orleans. You know, Mike Anorai was here with us in Toronto, so... You know, there's definitely going to be a lot of familiar faces, and you know, like I said, I'm just excited to be there and hopefully help as much as I can in any way they need me.